This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Wednesday, October 8th. The City of Lytle broke ground Tuesday on the Madison Street Park downtown. The multi-use facility is being built on the site of the former Lewis Smith Shopping Center, which was damaged in three floods and then destroyed by a fire in 2021. The park will feature open areas, a bandstand, and a lighted walking trail. Most of the $1.3 million cost for Phase 1 is being paid for through state grants. The State Department of Health and Human Services reported the first flu death for North Carolina for the 25-26 season today. The person's name and home county were not released. The health department is holding a drive-through flu clinic Friday from 9 a.m. until 2. You can bring your ID and insurance card. Self-pay is available to those with no insurance. Friday is also the last day to register to vote for the November 4th municipal elections. Voters can still register during early voting, but they will be asked to use a provisional ballot. Early voting runs October 16th through November 1st. Absentee by mail request must be received by October 21st, and they must be returned by 7:30 p.m. on Election Day. Contact the Board of Elections for more information. The Columbus County Agricultural Fair is wide open, y'all. Gates open through Thursday at 4 p.m. Then they open at 11 on Friday and Saturday and 1 p.m. on Sunday. For a full schedule of events or to purchase tickets online, visit the website at columbuscountyfair.com. Download your copy of the fair book at columbuscountynews.com. Speaking of the fair, the first candidate in the U.S. Senate races to visit Columbus County this year, well, he'll be here Friday at the Columbus County Fair. Republican Don Brown is running for the nomination that would put him against former Governor Roy Cooper, the Democrat, in 2026. Brown is challenging Michael Whatley for the Republican nomination. Brown will be attending the Columbus County Agricultural Fair late Friday afternoon and evening. For the second time in a week, the sheriff's office is investigating a shooting on Lubin Lane near Whiteville. Paul Menser, age 61, was charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, inflicting serious injury. That occurred on late Thursday. He is alleged to have shot Gary Dean Strickland, also age 61, at 26 Lubin Lane. Now, Frederick Kennedy was arrested on September 27th after he allegedly shot and seriously injured Montorius Vereen at the same location. As waterfowl seasons approach, the Wildlife Resources Commission is reminding hunters and backyard flock owners to look out for sick or strange acting birds. Highly pathogenic avian influenza, better known as HPAI, usually begins showing up in migratory waterfowl in the fall. So far this year, HPAI has been confirmed in black vultures in Iredell County. It's usually in October and November when the birds really show up in waterways around Columbus County. Look for more on this story on our website. The Lake Waccamaw Depot Museum will unveil its historic plaque on October 17th at 10 a.m. The plaque is being presented by the Reuben Brown House Preservation Society. Everyone is welcome. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.